Module 3. Exercise 5. Page 33. Speaker 1.
As a student, I have 3 months free each summer. So last year, I decided to do some charity work. It all started after I saw a documentary about the lack of clean water in some parts of India. I was really affected by it and decided to do something to help. After doing some research online, I found a charity that is trying to improve this situation and signed up to be a volunteer. Next month, I'm going to take part in a 6-week project in a large town in northern India. I'm a bit nervous, but I'm sure the experience will be very rewarding.
Speaker 2.
Good morning. Today we have a local charity worker on the show. James McDonald has been working for Rooftops, a local homeless charity, for 5 years and is in charge of their fundraising projects. He is currently organising a fun run which will take place on the 13th of July at Victoria Park. Participants can sign up for the event on the Rooftops website. But before we talk more about the fun run, I'd like to ask James some questions about his charity. So James, what exactly does Rooftops do?
Speaker 3.
Before I went to university, I decided to take a gap year and travel around Southeast Asia. I had saved up some money from my part-time job in a TV repair shop and was really looking forward to sightseeing around the region and relaxing on some beautiful sandy beaches. Then, just as I was about to book my flight online, I heard an interview on the radio about a girl that was taking part in a voluntourism project abroad. It sounded like a much better option for me. I could help less fortunate people while still exploring foreign land. In the end, it was a great experience. Thank goodness I turned on the radio that day.
Speaker 4.
Last year, to raise awareness of the problem of homelessness in my hometown, I slept rough on the streets for 7 nights. My family thought I was crazy, but I wanted to know how it feels to be homeless. Each evening, I visited an internet cafe and wrote about my day in my blog and uploaded any pictures I took on my camera. Soon, my blog went viral and my experience was even reported on the local news. Also, my readers started donating to a local homeless charity, which soon had enough money to build a new shelter. It seems like I really opened people's eyes to the problem.